just won't wake up.
Well, if that's the case, there's only one thing left to do.
Oh, Prince, I'm glad you're still alive.
Well, I was having a hard time waking you up.
No, yes, I just wanted to wake you up.
Oh, yeah.
Big news. Your father, King Kuchevskoy, has died.
2 years ago.
Yep.
Excuse me, but what do you think I've been doing all this time?
The netherworld has gone to hell while you were sleeping. It's not my fault if some other demon steals the title of overlord.
Your humble vassal Etna will accompany you.
Ah, Prince, we've got company. How convenient.
Allow me, Prince.
You may be a little out of practice after your long slumber.
Don't worry,
I came prepared.
Come on, Prinny Squad! Get your butts out here! Now!
So, Prince, what do you think of this Prinny Squad I hired? They're my loyal servants. They'll do anything I say. See? They're loyal.
Hey, you're right. How nice of them to be so patient.
Oh, you're so kind. If I were you, I'd beat them all the way to death.
He's still a kid. So quick-tempered.
It looks like carrying out my plan will be a lot easier than I thought.
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all. So, what are your orders, Prince?
You do remember how to fight, right? Wow, this is a pretty nice place.
Oh,
that vase would sell for a lot. Impartial and what?
Oh, that's our prince! You're so ruthless!
You cold-blooded monster!
Viers? Isn't he the demon that's been knocking off competition for the throne?
Looks like you hurt his pride, Prince. How pathetic. Nothing's worse than a sore loser.
Prince, I'm going to the bathroom, okay?
No, he doesn't suspect a thing.
Don't worry. If you leave it to me, the throne will be yours.
Yes. Remember, in exchange.
Finally, the time has come for Prince Laharl to pay for all his evil deeds. Now Etna will fulfill the late prince's wish and succeed him to the throne. So long, Prince. Your humble vassal Etna will put your money and power to good use. Next on Hyperdimensional Demon Gal Etna, Episode 2, The Birth of Queen Etna. A new era of the Netherworld begins!
Why are you yelling at this time of night?
Oh, did you have a nightmare?
They've partied themselves to sleep. What? She's the assassin? I was expecting somebody a little more menacing.
Oh, well.
Angelic language? Prince, she must be from Celestia.
Oh, no, you don't!
No, I think that's the way she is.
Prince, I think we're playing by her rules.
Prince, we have to fight this?
Doesn't anyone in Celestia read the newspaper?
Prince, what are you doing recruiting an assassin? And an angel at that?
But this might avert his attention from me.
Perfect timing.
At long last, the nefarious Angel Flan seems to have forsaken her evil ways. But can an old dog learn new tricks? Flan suddenly reverts to killing machine, slaughtering a crowd of innocent demons. Finally, she transforms into a space monster. Could this be the end of the Netherworld? All right, it's time for me to transform! Next on Space Detective Etna, Episode 3, Etna versus Space Monster Flan. I'll protect the Netherworld at any cost!